dwell with us and be with us in this worship time. And as we sing in tongues, let's also be attentive to all expectations. Let's just take the next few minutes just to listen to the Lord, see if he's getting any words to encourage us for either in this meeting or for our life together. Now let's just be attentive to him and be ready to hear his encouragement for all of us.
As we were singing in tongues, I just had a beautiful picture of streams of living water almost flowing through every chimney pot, not that we've all got them, but flowing onto each of our houses in Hillingdon, in Boston Manor, in Acton. I just felt like the Lord was sending his Holy Spirit and his living water, his many streams, over his Antioch, and meeting each of us in our houses, refreshing us and bringing us living water, and that we just need to believe and accept that the Holy Spirit is Lord over technology and wants to pour his living water into us as we worship together and receive from that one stream.
As always, when we all sing in tongues, and especially this time, when we're not together and yet we are together, I really felt that the heavens opened and we were joined with all the angels and saints praising God, and that the Lord was so pleased that all our voices were united together, with the angels, the saints, with all the people we know who have gone before us, and we're all praising God and giving him this sacrifice of praise.
What came to me were these words from the Gospel of John. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And I just sense the Lord inviting us in a new way to make God our home at this time, to find our home in him and find all our joy in him. He was offering that space, that grace to turn aside like Moses, but to come and make God our home. He wants to come. He wants to be with us in our homes and in the home of our heart in a new way at this time.
Hi, good morning. As we were praying, I had this image of the wall of Jericho, and all the people were with the hands worshiping the Lord, all of us. And I felt that the Lord was saying to us, all what I'm asking you is to place me in your heart. All what I'm asking you is to worship me and place me in your heart. And I'm going to be with you. And that was the whole image that I had. Thank you.
Alitha, could you share the word that you just received as well?
Sure. I want to share a passage from Exodus 17. So Joshua did as Moses told him and fought with Amalek, while Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed, and whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands grew weary, so they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it while Aaron and Hur held up his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua overwhelmed Amalek and his people with the sword. And I felt the Lord saying that we are each other's support. I felt the Lord saying that we are not alone, that there are people there sustaining us. There are people on each side of us lifting up our hands. And I felt the Lord saying, look out for one another. In your unity is your strength. Look out for those whose hands you need to sustain. And know that you are not alone, that I made you as part of a body for a reason, so that you are not alone, so that you are sustained. So when your hands are heavy, there are people there that are lifting them up, and they are worshiping and praising and the Lord, and that you are not on this alone, and that I have made you part of a body. And in the body is, in the unity of the body is your strength.
Thank you, Philippa. Brothers and sisters, I think there's the Andres to share their word, and then I think we should respond to that one. Matt, do you want to give your word?
Yes. Brothers and sisters, as we were praying, I had a sense that the Lord was telling us, I am using you, my Antioch. Individually, I am using you. And as a community, I am using you. By being the people I've called you to be, I am using you. Be ready to be used even more, my Antioch. Be ready to be used during this particular time. Open your hearts and be ready, for I am using you, says the Lord.
So brothers and sisters, I think we're hearing something significant from the Lord. And in some ways, it's a hard word to hear because it doesn't really make sense in the time that we're in. It doesn't make sense for the Lord to say to us, I am using you and I will continue to use you, when we feel like we're about to go into another lockdown and we're about to be isolated from each other in many ways. But that word that Rebecca started with is maybe what the Lord wants us to see, that there's streams of grace flowing into every household in Antioch. That word that Philippa gave about us being a body together is a hard word for us to understand at the moment when we're a body together through Zoom in many ways. But this is what the Lord is speaking to us at the moment. All these words that we've received today, the pictures of bringing down the walls of Jericho, Mimi's picture of heaven being opened and being united with the saints in heaven. That's a really powerful image for us right now. So let's just finish our time of worship by singing, I Will Touch Your Eyes, which really expresses to us something about who we really are. As Antioch, we may be insignificant, but as part of the body of Christ, we're really significant. And let's ask the Lord to open our physical eyes, but more importantly, open our spiritual eyes to see that those who are with us are greater than those who are against us. So let's use this as a response to how the Lord spoke to us this afternoon. Amen. Amen. Thank you, JP. I'd invite everybody to take a seat if we were in Actonville Church. I just want to read out Philippa's word to us again. So the passage from Exodus 17, verses 10 to 12. The image of Moses and his hands being lifted up by Aaron and Hur. And Philippa's note in the chat said, we are not alone, but we are sustained by one another. In our unity is our strength. And that's really true, and that's really important for us to remember.